4.32.
Dino, what made you choose hairdressing?
I always liked it from when I was a child. I remember being taken to the barbers by my dad when I was a child in Greece, and I really loved the atmosphere there.
He wasn't a barber himself, though?
No, but my aunt was a hairdresser.
What sort of training did you do?
When I came to London, I went to the Vidal Sassoon Academy. It was a 2-year course, absolutely fantastic, very intense. I loved it.
What sort of things do you love or hate doing in hairdressing?
I love everything. There really isn't anything I don't like. And I do everything. Cut, colour, highlights, straightening. Nowadays some hairdressers specialise in maybe just colour or just styling. But I think it's important to do everything.
So do you think that's an important quality for a hairdresser?
Very important. I don't believe in specialising in just one area.
Any other important qualities?
I think you need to be sociable, to be able to talk to people, calm them down if they're stressed, listen to them if they want to talk.
Do you enjoy that?
Yes, I do. The sociable side of hairdressing was one of the things that attracted me to it. Even women who want to tell me all their problems, I don't mind it at all. It doesn't distract me.
Are women clients very different from men?
Yes, definitely. They're normally the ones who want to talk, and they're much more worried, stressed about their hair. Men are more quiet and relaxed, and they're not normally very fussy about their hair.
What do you do if a client doesn't like the results?
I try to correct it immediately. That's easy if it's the colour, less easy if it's a cut.
Have you ever had a really bad experience where you couldn't correct it?
Only once, when I was still at college. I cut a woman's hair shorter than she was expecting it. Not much, only about 1 centimetre shorter. But she burst into tears, and I couldn't correct that.
I often feel that hairdressers always want to cut off more hair than their clients want. Is that true?
I think maybe it is. Many hairdressers want to make the hair healthier and cut off all the parts that are, you know, damaged. Or sometimes they have a style in mind and they just want to do it. But obviously, normally, I try to do what the customer wants. You have to be flexible. That's another important quality in a hairdresser.
So if you completely disagreed with what a client wanted, would you still do it?
Well, if a client wanted a treatment that I thought was going to damage her hair, for example, if she wanted to have her hair bleached when it was already in bad condition, then I would say no. But if it was a question of style, for example, a woman who wanted to have her head shaved completely, I would try to convince her that it wasn't a good idea. But if she insisted, I would do it. It's her choice, after all.
Do you have any tips for having good hair?
Yes. Use good products, ones which are right for your type of hair. I notice that a lot of people take a lot of trouble choosing the right face cream, you know, for dry skin or problem skin, for day, for night and so on. But with shampoo, they just buy the first one they see in the supermarket.